music and memories.
That's right, Bobby Emmons here on WIBG with Music and Memories. And speaking of great memories, we have a very special guest with us. It's Bobby Tossin and Turnin' Lewis. Bobby, let's go back to 1961. Tell us about that big hit, of course, Tossin' and Turnin'.
I don't think that there's not that much to tell, except it was a good fortune, as obviously you can imagine. I worked with a group called the Fireflies at the Apollo Theater, and we were all hanging down on Tin Pan Alley after the shows, you know, before the show starts and stuff. And when we ain't got no gigs, everybody goes down there looking for gigs and looking to get our songs published and recorded and stuff like that. And so I walked into a music publisher and recording office in New York, and who would be there but the musical director for the Firefly, you know, the group that recorded You Were Mine at the Time, you know, and the feeling was divine. And so their musical director was Richie Adams, and also a guitar player. And he says, you know, we had the usual greeting, how you doing, pal? I said, man, you had a great show at the Apollo, didn't we? He said, we certainly did. He said, well, hey, what's going on? I said, well, listen, Richie, I'm looking for an audition. And he stood there in the office. So I knew I had a chance because he was working for that music company and the recording studio. And besides, on the door, there was a letter printed, Belltone Recording Studios. I used to have a group called the Belltones way, way back when. Very short-lived, but it was a nice little group, you know, as long as it lasted. I said, this is an omen. And that's when I went in and saw Richie standing in the office, and we had our greeting. He said, well, come on in, and let's see what you got. So we went into the music room. I got on the piano, which I don't play. I just caught a few blues changes, you know, but enough to give him an idea of what I'd written. He says, Bobby, those are nice. And he introduced me to the A&R man. And in case you folks out there don't know who the A&R man is, that's the artist and repertoire person who handles the recording sessions. And he says, hold on a second. He goes to his briefcase, pulls out this sheet of music, and at the top of it was titled Tossin' and Turnin'. He says, I want you to listen to this. So he sat at the piano and he played it. And he played the song, I could not sleep a wink last night just thinking of you. I said, hey, Richie, wait a minute. Instead of saying, I could not sleep a wink last night, why don't you say, I couldn't sleep at all last night? He said, yeah, oh, I like that. He said, now dig this part. He says, just thinking of you, darling, things wasn't right. I was tossing and turning and tossing. I said, wait a minute, Richie. Why don't you make those whole notes instead of making them half notes? He said, what you mean? I said, instead of saying tossing and turning, I said, why don't you say, I was tossing and turning. You know, he said, yeah. You know, put a little roll and, you know, and make the bass go boom, dooby, doom, booby, boom. You know, kind of roll the bass instead of thum, 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 thum. You know, he said, I like that. And he said, listen to this part. And he says, next part goes, I threw the blankets on the floor, turned my pillow upside down. I said, hold it, Richie, hold it right there. And I said, now, if you got a handful of pillow and you're turning it upside down, how are you going to throw the blankets on the floor when you got the pillow in your hand? Tell you what you do. Why don't you change that to, I kicked the blankets on the floor. He said, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. He says, and the A&R man listening to this, and he's cracking up. Every time I stop and add something, he says, he's nodding. Yeah, I like that. He said, listen, do you want to record this song? And the rest is history. So that's how the song got to be the biggest record of 1961.
Well, Bobby, it is such a great song. Let's give it a listen right here on WIBG. Bobby Lewis with, of course, Tossin' and Turnin'.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Blankets on the floor. Turn my pillow upside down. I never did before.
out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off of mine. I heard the milkman at the door. Downstairs was striking four.
Bobby Lewis with Tossin' and Turnin', and we'll be right back with more of Bobby right after this, so don't go away.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Teach your eyes to look up, teach your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. And wait until you've seen the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle. In the middle of the block, don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Teach your eyes to look up, teach your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. And wait until you've seen the light turn green. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
These are cola nuts. They grow here. They're used to make cola-flavored soft drinks. These, on the other hand, are un-cola nuts. They grow here too. But as you can see, they're a bit different from cola nuts. Rather larger, for one thing. Rather juicier too, I'd say. Marvelous little things, un-cola nuts. We use them, of course, to make the un-cola 7-Up. It's the un-cola nut that helps give the un-cola its je ne sais quoi, you know, fresh, clean taste, no aftertaste, wet, wild, all that. Marvelous, absolutely marvelous. Just try making something like that out of a cola nut. Why, it's even prettier than a cola. Nuttier than a cola, actually.
WIBG. Yes, indeed, WIBG, and we are back here with our very special guest, Bobby Tossin' and Turnin' Lewis. Bobby, you followed up Tossin' and Turnin' with another big top 10 hit, One Track Mind. Why don't you tell us about that song?
One Track Mind was written also by... I don't think it was written by Richie, but it was written by the A&R man. His name is Joe Rene, and his wife, Marlo Rene, and myself. We kind of collaborated on it, you know? And that was the second song I recorded at Beltone. And it hit number 9 on the chart out of 100, and stayed there about 2 weeks, and then... fizzled out. But it's a great song, I think, you know.
Well, Bobby, great may be an understatement. And for some reason, I don't know why, but this song has become a lost classic. It did hit number 9 on the charts in 1961. Let's give it a listen. Bobby Lewis with One Track Mind right here on WIBG.
Some sit around and watch the TV fight, but all I wanna do know it's you, hey, and only you. And if there's ever anything you want me to do, I'll say yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of people like to go on trips, others stay at home and read the comic strips. But all I wanna do is kiss your lips, 'cause I ain't got a one track. Yes, I've got a one track.
One Track Mind, my very special guest, Bobby Lewis. And Bobby, we want to thank you for spending some time with us here on WIBG.
Oh, it's quite all right, Bobby. Bobby and Bobby. It was nice talking to you.
We'll be back.